Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
So excited, so pumped to be here on Fox Sports Radio.
Stop slamming your hand.
I'm pumped, man. I'm pumped.
It doesn't sound good when you're slamming your hand.
Sorry.
Hey, welcome, everybody. A Monday. That sort of feels like a Monday, but you know what? Sundays took on a new meaning, well, like 20 years ago when HBO started doing good Sunday night shows.
Yeah, Sunday was always a boring day. It was always a boring day until cable TV became a thing, till The Sopranos.
And then seasonally, when there's no football, Sunday sort of stinks. But now Sunday's like the day, so Monday's not so bad. A lot to talk about. A lot went down yesterday. And again, everything going on in your life, sports, life, entertainment, we cover here on Covino and Rich.
877-99 on Fox, the most inclusive show on Fox Sports Radio. According to us, 877-99 on Fox, if you want to call and say hello and get this going. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. Tire Rack. TireRack.com will help you get there, an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be done.
Ooh, a couple things I want to get to today. Jimmy G. I want to also talk about the last time you had a good flip out.
It's been a minute.
When was the last time you really lost?
But if spot pushes me a little further, it might happen any day now.
Yeah. Pushes you further.
Yeah. So it could
likewise
happen.
Buddy.
It could happen any day. But yeah, of course we got to talk about that. And halftime, it was announced yesterday that Riri Rihanna is performing. Now, I've got nothing but love for Rihanna. In fact, she's quite the smoke show and very talented.
And you hit on her.
And we discovered last night.
That's a whole story that I'll explain. But I think there are other acts that should have been considered. You know, it's been year after year after year after year with pop acts. And I got to let you know on this Monday who I think should be there. And again, nothing against Rihanna. But again, I'm Steve Covino, really pumped to be here. I'm slightly Vato, kind of a Guido from New Jersey.
Yeah, you nailed it. That's a good description.
That's Rich Davis. He's kind of a cheese weenie. And again, our bearded buddy Spot. And Danny G's the guy with the slick voice. Everybody knows Danny G. Hey, yo, Danny.
What up?
What's up?
See the guy in the with the cheetah?
Yes.
On TikTok?
I woke up today. Get this.
Yeah, this is embarrassing.
It is. We did a fun show last night. Fox Football Sunday Fun Day. We've been doing that for over a year, like I said. And watching the game with Rich. Rich is a 49ers guy. You need to know this. I'm a big-time Yankees fan, so I'm waiting to see if Aaron Judge gets his 61st. That's rained out. 49ers are winning. You're on the edge of your seat, though. I get it, right?
It's an awful game.
It's an awful... It's a snooze fest. It's a snooze fest, but we're on the radio live. We're sort of, you know, having fun, but we're giving you the play-by-play, telling you what's happened. This game's putting me to sleep. Our show ends, the game's still on. Now, when the show's over, you know, I take a gander at the TV. All right, the 49ers are winning. I'm out of here. I go home. I have to buy my daughter a Sammy, a sandwich for lunch today, right? I do my dad stuff. I go home, do more dad stuff. I'm just moseying around. I'm assuming the 49ers win. I watch Dahmer, which is disturbing as could be. By the way, that's a whole other conversation.
It's the creepiest show.
And then I pass out. I fall asleep, which is rare because usually I'm on social media.
Doing the bowl scroll.
Or I do the bowl scroll, the patented bowl scroll. Before I go to bed, I sit there and catch up on maybe some of the things I missed. I woke up this morning shocked to find out that your 49ers blew it.
I mean, what are you shocked about? You left here. It was 10-5.
I thought it was a 21-point lead. Danny G, didn't you think that game was done?
Yeah, but I was still here working on the air, and we watched the collapse right in front of us
monitors. You make it sound like it was a 21-point fourth-quarter lead.
I don't know, man. I thought they had that game. So when I woke up and I find out they lost, I'm like, wait, what? What happened?
I offered you a chance when we could have done something. I offered you a chance to be a cop, and you blew it.
That's the Copland, Ramos. Copland, I mean, De Niro, or the Billy Madison Sandler. You blew it!
Choose your own. What's the better you blew it?
The Jimmy G one, because he's the guy taking all the heat. Now, Rich, I got to turn to you. Because you're the biggest Jimmy G supporter, the biggest 49ers fan, the resident 49ers fan. What happened? What's going on? I feel like you should be embarrassed, and here's why. Like, the Broncos are playing like doo-doo diapers. So that should have been
They were not projected to be a bad team. The Broncos were projected to be a pretty good team. It just, you know, the first couple weeks, the new coach and Russell Wilson looked like a shell of the Russell Wilson we knew our whole lives. But all it took was, and you saw it last night. Well, you didn't see it because you were making your daughter a sandwich and falling asleep.
But I was on my way home, right? So after the show last night, yeah, I could have put on Fox Sports Radio. Shame on me. But I was rocking out. I was doing what I do. I didn't hear the end
rocking
of the game.
Out?
Yeah, that's how he spends his Sunday nights. You know that?
Yeah, I was pumped about our show. I was
rocking
pumped about today.
Rocking out.
I'm like, yeah, all right. 49ers won. We had a fun show. I got in my car, put on some music, and I just thought they had it. I just assumed. But I was wrong. I admit it. I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's a bunch of takeaways from this. But
so tell us what happened, man.
I'm amazed by it. Danny, you were telling me before we started today that like a week ago, one of your buddies said, oh, really? Raiders really needed that win because they missed the end of the Cardinals game last week.
Yeah. Monday, I'm walking around and my buddy sees me and he's like, dude, your Raiders really needed that W. That was a nice blowout. So he watched until halftime. Like,
Bill,
no, we didn't win,
you
dude.
You can't assess anything if you don't
understand. You never do that. In fact, I'm the guy that hates to leave any game early. You got to realize, shift was over. I looked at the score, got in my car. I just assumed, but I guess you're not supposed to do that. So when I woke up, I was shocked. I just thought maybe all that handsome could just seal the game.
Well, Jimmy G, you know what it is? It's a reminder. It's a reminder of... Who is Jimmy Garoppolo? He's a guy that I've supported for years. I'm a Niners guy that I was never on the bash Jimmy G bandwagon. I was never the guy that thought he was the main problem. But you know what?
I mean, Jimmy G is a good quarterback.
But you know what?
He's not great, but he's a good quarterback.
Not the best thing happened to Jimmy G, but last week when Trey Lance goes down, Jimmy G, all smiles, comes in the game. They beat a pretty bad Seahawks team.
All smiles. Hear this guy?
He was.
Like it's part of his arsenal.
All smiles.
All smiles.
And people that worked for the team that were at the stadium were like, there he is. He's back. All smiles.
Maybe it's part of that,
that little
guerrilla marketing campaign for that movie Smile. If you follow sports, and I assume everybody listening does, again, we're Covino and Rich, but you've been seeing these highlights of these fans with maniacal smiles, and they're zooming in on them.
Yeah.
That's all like... marketing for a movie coming out called Smile. But not everybody knows that.
Oh, the creepy woman that was at the Mets
Oakland
game? Yeah. She was, you know, she was the creepiest.
The dude with the blue shirt on. They're zooming in on people who are just sitting there smiling.
No, Jimmy G's smile is
he's not part
nothing
of that.
Like this. However, look at Jimmy G like an ex-girlfriend. Jimmy G is like the ex-girlfriend.
I mean, could he shave the scruff first?
Jimmy G is like the ex-girlfriend who you think, oh my God, we're back together. We should have never broke up in the first place. I loved you. And then,
I'm sorry, I felt the need to see other quarterbacks.
And then very quickly you realized, yeah, he was a great girlfriend. But there was a reason why the 49ers went out of their way to get the number 3 pick to get Trey Lance.
Oh, so you're saying last night he proved
it was
the
a
reason
it was
why.
A reminder.
It was a reminder of all the
last
problems
week,
that were always there.
Last week, everything went perfect. Everything went like Kurt Hennig last week. Absolutely perfect. Everything went according to plan. They won. He managed the game perfectly, made no mistakes.
It felt familiar.
And you're like, oh, everything felt familiar. That's the old Jimmy G. You know what? What were we thinking? Even the big names on this network, Cowherd, Dan Patrick, everyone's saying, well, the 49ers are probably in a better spot today than they were a week ago. With their backup, Jimmy G. All it took, Covino, was 1 week and a pretty solid defense there in Denver. To remind everyone, there's a reason you moved on from Jimmy G. And I'm not saying the 49ers aren't a playoff team. I'm not saying my team season's over. What I'm saying is that the guy tiptoes out of the back of the end zone.
That was embarrassing.
And it was actually a good move because he would have otherwise thrown a pick six. He threw another interception.
Still embarrassing. He's a professional quarterback in the NFL. To not have the wherewithal, right, of where he was in that moment still is like an interesting look. You reunite with the ex, and all of a sudden she starts getting snippy with you.
You're like, oh, that's
and
right.
You're thinking everything's good. You're at your little dinner, happy to be together again.
That's right. I forgot your attitude.
And she starts like talking smack to the waiter, and you're like, oh yeah, that's I forgot right. about that. There's a spot on my fork. I'm going to... Honestly, can I see the manager? And you're like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was a pain in the ass.
This was it. I forgot about these things.
I think what every 49ers fan was reminded of yesterday was, you know, there's a reason our team did this. There's a reason. Tiptoeing out of the back of the end zone, which what would have been a pick six. So it was actually a good move, looking at it now. Underthrowing and throwing behind Deebo Samuel multiple times. There were three plays that I could remember specifically where Deebo had a lane or wide open on a slant, and he threw it behind him. Like, there's a reason you moved on from Jimmy G, and I just want all 49er fans, including myself, to curb your enthusiasm, Larry David style, and, you know, remind yourself that Jimmy G,
let me tell you something, Larry.
Unpredictable.
Jimmy G, he just has a handsome smile. That's about it.
Are you lamping?
Nothing more. Yeah, I was lamping watching Dahmer last night, not realizing that the 49ers lost.
Yeah. So,
but again,
just a reminder.
I agree with Ben Maller, too. I don't know if you heard Ben Maller. He said, look, for the Broncos fans, they're still stuck waist deep in quicksand. Like, if you blinked, you didn't know if that was Russell Wilson back there, Teddy Bridgewater, or Drew Locke. Like, he's not playing like Russell Wilson.
So he did for maybe 4 to 5 plays on one drive that was the difference.
So it's not like, oh, yeah, there it is. We're back now. I don't think so. I think both teams
look
terrible. And yesterday, and it seemed like neither team wanted to win that game.
When it was 7-5, I'm like, is this a real game? Like, what is going on here? The one thing you should remind yourself of, not just Niners fans, everyone that has paid attention to this team, and you saw it in the NFC Championship game last year. The Niners have, over the last year or so, have been pretty good at getting off to a good start and then doing nothing in the second half. And you could say, well, that's on Kyle Shanahan. You could say that's on coaching, because Jimmy G, if you remember, they had a drive that resulted in a touchdown right out the gate. And you're like, man, This looks good. I remember feeling super comfortable. Like, man, 7-0 like that?
So what happens now, Rich?
You accept the fact that, you know, you hope to make the playoffs, and you say,
you know what you
realize? Geez, what you had.
You know what you realize? Because you compared it to your ex-girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you need more than just a pretty face.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You need a little more than that sometimes.
Well, it doesn't get easier for Jimmy G. Monday night football against the Rams. So that'll be a test. It'll be a test, a rematch of the NFC Championship game last year.
I can't believe they lost. I really can't. It's a really, really terrible Broncos team at the moment.
All right. Well, coming up here on Covino and Rich, I'm going to call out a specific type of person you see at stadiums, you see out in public at restaurants, and it has to do with ice. Also going to talk some Super Bowl halftime show and other takeaways from week 3.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio. Thank you guys for hanging out. Hope you had a nice weekend. An Albert Pujols, Shakur Stevenson, Miami Dolphins sort of weekend. Not a Bills, Ken Dorsey sort of weekend where he had a flip out. And
he might talk about flip outs.
Yeah, no. I hope you had a nice weekend. Hope you're having a great Monday. It's great to be here broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Tire Rack. Again, I'm Covino. That is Rich. Well, and we have a bone to pick with the NFL.
I mean, to me, when you look at all the acts that have done Super Bowl's halftime show, they're all megastars, and they are mainstream. Keep that word in mind, everybody. Okay. Mainstream, where
whoopity-doo.
Mom, grandma, your uncle,
you mean
your stinky neighbor,
people
everyone
don't even
knows.
Care about football.
Again,
people who aren't even at the game. You think about the music that they used to pump up the crowd. If it's not Bad Bunny, if it's not some reggaeton nowadays, it's always rock music. Yeah, like rock music doesn't have a market. Louder Than Life just sold out in Kentucky this weekend. Sozer shelling out all the time. rock is still relevant, not as relevant as it was, but there are bands that qualify, is my point.
I think you're missing the point, mainstream as means. Always. The Super Bowl isn't like...
As always.
As always. You're missing the point.
As always.
You're missing the point because, all right, this is not Sunday Fox game of the week. This is not Sunday Night Football. It's not a Thursday night game on Amazon. This is the Super Bowl, a mass appeal event that people watch while they're more worried about their dip-ins and their candy.
I know there's plenty of rock bands that have this mass appeal that I speak of. Now, it's not just lame pop acts all the time. Now, let me give you the last few years.
Use the commercials as an example.
Okay.
The commercials they put out, not only the slots are worth millions and millions of dollars because they know they're appealing to a large audience, they're very mainstream.
Well, way to lame up the NFL.
They usually target celebrities that everyone knows. It's
way to lame it up with bubblegum mass appeal.
You know what you're trying to do? You're doing the spot. Nobody's doing. He's doing the equivalent of going to the...
You sound like a Mickey Mouseketeer. It's football, and people do like rock music.
A Mouseketeer.
You do. Oh, oh, Rihanna's great, but I could give you a list. I made a list. Let me give you the list, but let me tell you who played the past few.
Rihanna exactly Disney material.
Yeah,
the Black Eyed Peas, Madonna, Beyonce, Bruno Mars, Katy Perry,
superstars. These are all superstars.
Coldplay. I mean, they don't rock, but they're great. Lady Gaga, Timberlake, Maroon 5.
Who are you?
Yeah, you want to support that guy?
I do.
Let me hear you support Adam Levine. I'll stay away from that one. Maroon 5, Shakira and J-Lo, they started the pandemic with Shakira's. We know that.
Yes,
we know what happened after that. The Weeknd, who, you know, is great, but is barely qualified. And then last year was great. Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, and Kendrick Lamar.
I mean, I won an Emmy.
This year, Rihanna, right? So if you notice the pattern, is pop act after pop act after pop act after pop act. Let me give you some rock bands that would be mainstream enough, Rich,
but I'm
for your liking.
I have to disagree with you for one second.
Just one.
Because you keep saying pop acts as if...
It is. It's an eye roll.
Can you give me a second?
It's a major eye roll.
Jesus, can you give me a second? You're saying pop acts as if you're listing off Olivia Rodrigo and all these like little teeny boppers.
You've got to have a resume, dude.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is Coldplay, Maroon 5, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga. These aren't teeny boppers. These are...
None of them rock.
Big time stars.
Coldplay is on a world tour right now, selling out stadiums.
I'm sorry, they don't rock. They don't rock, and the bands that I made a list of, they all do.
They did five sold out shows at Wembley.
Okay, right, here's the list, and I want your feedback, Fox Sports Nation. 877-99 on Fox.
Okay.
Covino and Rich. Metallica.
Oh, man.
Are they not big enough for you?
Well, you know who
backed
you up?
Metallica.
Rob, our buddy Rob, who just texted us, tweeted us, at Covino and Rich, just said, with their great concerts and popularity recently because of Stranger Things, Metallica would have been a great choice.
I don't know. Metallica? You ever heard of them? Metallica. How about the Chili Peppers, who played backup as a special guest to Bruno Mars? How about the Chili Peppers? I don't know. They got a few new albums out. Chili Peppers. Yeah, They've only been doing it since the 80s.
But do people care about the new album?
They
want to hear the old stuff. And Chili Peppers did it already.
They're not big enough for you, Rich. Give me a break. They never headlined it. How about Dave Grohl and the Foo Fighters with special guest drummers in tribute to the late, great Taylor Hawkins? I think they're big enough.
They just did their own festival.
How about Green Day? How about Pearl Jam? How about Guns N' Roses? I don't know. They only sell out in seconds. And how about this? If you want mainstream, because that's what you want.
Okay.
Your little bubblegum heart desires mainstream. How about Nickelback? Because a lot of people make fun of them. I get it. But they've sold over 10 million albums on one album. They've gone diamond. Somebody likes them. And guess what? They rock out when they want, and they make hit after hit. If you want familiarity, you want a hit, how about Nickelback? That's better than the same old thing. Katy Perry, Gaga, Rihanna. Give me a break. Beyonce.
We've seen it year after year. I just don't think you like women. You keep saying what my bubblegum heart desires, and I have a total rebuttal to your ridiculousness. We'll get to that in a bunch more. A little recap of Sunday football, some baseball. More next on Covino and Rich.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This song's amazing when Mariano Rivera entered a game 20 years ago.
By the
I don't
way,
know about the Super Bowl halftime show.
Today's the anniversary, I believe, of his last game. Yeah. We're Covino and Rich. Thank you, Ramos. Thank you, Danny G. Thank you for hanging out with us. Broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there.
Tire
unmatched
rack.
Selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm reading our feedback at Covino and Rich at Fox Sports Radio. Hey, a lot of people just being nice, welcoming us to the Monday through Friday Fox Sports Radio lineup. And I got to say, this one dude sort of nailed it. He goes, wait, oh, actually, no, wrong guy. He nailed it, too, and he just said, you guys are great. So, thanks, Mark.
Well, you know what, Mark?
Oh, here it is. Gary hit us up.
Gary.
And he said, at Covino and Rich, in regards to our opening an hour ago, said, Jimmy G is like finding out the milk went a little sour, putting it back in the fridge, checking a few weeks later, and be like, oh, Like, did you think it was not going to be sour?
Hoping it got better.
Did you think it was going to get better? Did
it's the same sour milk, and that's what we were reminded of. Rich said it's like an ex-girlfriend you got back with. Things are great at first, and then you realize the same problems are still there. And if you missed any of that, again, foxsportsradio.com. Shout out to the iHeartRadio app and our stomping grounds, SXM 83.
Oh my God, why do we break up?
I don't know. Why did we break up? We have great sexual chemistry. You're awesome.
Like, 1 month later. You know?
I got to read this one from Fox Sports Radio's Facebook page. Charles said, "You guys, Covino and Rich, have grown on him when you filled in for Dan Patrick. At first, he felt like he was listening to Tony Montana and Zach Morris."
That's pretty good.
That's not fair. I'll take it.
That's very close.
I'll take it.
Very, very close.
Well, I gotta investigate the Facebook page, too, now that you said that.
I'm a little scared to look, but hey, give us a few weeks. You'll enjoy the show, I promise. Hope you had a nice weekend, a Jalen Hurts sort of weekend, not a Patrick Mahomes, Bieniemy sort of weekend.
You know, we had a little bit of an altercation, but things are better, and we'll get back next week.
Thank you, Patrick Mahomes.
Did you think? I don't know.
I hope you had an Eagles sort of weekend, not a Sherfield's butt cheeks sort of weekend. Yes, a Dolphins weekend, but not a Sherfield's butt cheeks. The butt punt. You know how sore those cheeks
legendary.
Are today. Anyway, hey, I ran into Tab in the hallway, Rich. You know Tab.
His butt cheeks?
Not his cheeks, but I ran to Tab and he goes, "Yo, you're right. You know what would be in regards to Rihanna and halftime?" He said, "You need a bit of a mix." He goes, "My vote would have been Def Leppard with Doja Cat." You know, something like that I'm down with.
Oh, what about like Elton John, how he's doing all those collabs now with the younger artists?
Elton John with Dua Lipa, Elton John with Ed Sheeran.
He rocks. Crocodile rocks.
I'm not sure if Crocodile Rocks counts.
Did you not think Crocodile Rocking counted?
I don't think that counts. But yeah, look,
I remember when rock was young.
Speaking of, you know, because I'm a little mad about that, I will introduce a new feature that we'll do from time to time here on the Covino and Rich Show. It's my divorced dad rock song of the day, okay? Oh, yeah, you ready for that?
Oh,
right. So, yeah.
Hit it!
Sports, hardware store, and Chuck E. Cheese.
Music.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
It's the divorced dad rock song of the day.
Man.
Wow.
We've arrived.
Wow.
Yo.
They turn around stuff quick here.
I mean, I wasn't expecting all the bells and whistles, but I'll take it.
All right, what's your divorced dad rock song of the day?
Well, they're back. See, that's the thing. A lot of these bands that you discredit have been doing it a long time, and they still make new music. And my divorced dad rock song of the day is from Papa Roach, who have their 10th number one on the rock charts right now with No Apologies.
Okay, Casey.
I'm bringing it back. Hey, this song's old enough to drink. This song has a mustache now. That's how
climbing
old it is.
Climbing the charts.
But my divorced dad rock song of the day is Last Resort. Let's just rock out a little bit.
Papa Last Roach. Resort
Why
by
not?
Papa Roach.
Yeah.
While Ramos gets that song ready, Covino, do you have any Papa Roach stories?
Do I have any
Papa
Roach stories?
Yeah, not to put you on the spot, or what's the first thing that comes to mind?
When we interviewed them back in the day, I remember being like, I remember looking at Jacoby Shaddix, the lead singer, and he had a tattoo on his neck. And I was like, yo, what made you get a tattoo on your, like, does that hurt? And he's like, what tattoos do you have? And I'm like, I don't have any. And I felt like a big nerd, and I just stopped the conversation.
No, it's just that, hey, man, they rocked it out this weekend, Louder Than Life in Kentucky, and they're still doing it. That's the thing. Like, a lot of people think they haven't done anything in a while. No, they're still making music, and they've been doing it for a long time now. So, great dudes all around. They're great on social media. I figured I'd give them some props on our debut show, some angry divorced dad rock.
I like the
Last
memes.
Resort,
I like
huge.
The memes. Cut my jeans in two pieces. I now have badass shorts.
I love that one. That's one of my favorites. The one with the plastic fork. Something knife and two pizzas.
All right, well,
this is my plastic fork. But good dudes all around. And just wanted to give them some props today since we were talking so much about rock and Rihanna and everything else.
All right, well, I'm watching all the random TVs in the background. And your boy Aaron Judge is playing up in Canada tonight. So if someone catches the ball, will they be paid in loonies or U.S. dollars? It's a cool stadium, and you know what? I've been there. From my memory, there's a lot of left field where there's not people, so this ball might get back to Aaron Judge if he hits it there. Picture Toronto, and there's a lot of, like, rando space in the outfield.
Well, I'm as a Yankees fan, I'm hoping for it. I'm hoping to see it. I wanted to see it at home. I think everybody wanted to see it at home. But the pressure's just too insane on this guy, so...
Pressure's grown like it did for Maris back in the day.
Yeah.
Is he bringing the Maris family to Toronto?
They said they were going to go.
Really?
That's the last I heard. Look, he's 21 at-bats with no home runs.
I said it yesterday. The Maris family is like a kid that went to the NFL draft uncertain that he'd get drafted early, and he's just sitting there embarrassed. Like, the Maris family's like, come on already. 21 at-bats in a row now, right, Judge, on a cold streak?
Mm-hmm.
Got 10 games left.
He has two games to beat the official record. Remember, Maris had an asterisk because he had more games than Babe Ruth to get 61.
Well, all I know is that the Maris family had a call to work sick another week because they're following around.
I hope their passports were up to date.
Jeez. So there was a tweet that was sent out this morning, and I just thought this was interesting because it goes along with a Covino and Rich theory. Shannon Sharp.
I can't help but think Skip every time you
Skip.
Say that.
Skip.
Yeah.
Now, oh, by the way, for Divorced Dad Rock, Ramos, you don't have to go find Papa Roach like the actual guys.
I was about to walk out the door when you caught me back in right here. I understand. I got that.
And here they are.
I love this about Covino, though. The first song he picks, you could hear the F word, even though they put a sound to try to muffle the curse word out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that's, so that's why Ramos didn't fire it. So
you know what, man?
I know.
That's the problem with Angry Divorced Dad Rock. Lots of F-bombs.
Ended after the first line.
Yeah. All you need is cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort.
That's it.
That's true. That's a good point. Yeah.
Let's just do that.
Yeah, let's do the payoff. You want to pay off on that then?
Yeah.
All right. Ready?
Cut my life into pieces.
Yeah.
This is my last resort.
Cut it up. Divorce Dad Rock. Song
you believe
of the day.
That? By the way, you believe that song is 22 years old.
I can.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can. Because I've known you the whole time and you've had the same taste.
Yep, yep.
All right. So Shannon Sharp, Skip, he put on Twitter this morning. Now, this is aggressive, if you ask me. In regards to Jerry Jeudy and the Denver Broncos last night, he wrote, Jeudy does all this route running in the offseason and can't catch an effing pass.
Wow. That's bold.
Pretty aggressive for Shannon Sharp to just throw it out there. He must have been in a bad mood.
Well, he knows from experience, dude.
I mean,
it's one thing for Shannon Sharp to say something like that, and another thing for me to say something like that. Because, like, guess what?
Jeudy
can catch way better than I can.
But Shannon Sharp has been there, done that for that team.
Right. So it's perspective.
So,
but it's bold. It's a little hurtful.
Jerry Jeudy responds with, and you be doing all that talking during the season while your breath be smelling like your ass. And my first thought was,
stinking like Abe Lincoln.
Where does the insult of, like, your breath stinks, where does that lie in the hierarchy of, like, that hurts?
I'll give it to you. I know the hierarchy.
I mean, we could all agree. Number one, hairline.
Number one is hairline.
If
you question someone's hairline, you just say hairline. Everyone gets all insecure. All right, hairline. Everyone in the room is like, me? What do you mean? What's going on? Do I look like I'm thinning out? What's going on?
There's like lines that it's like, if you cross them, it's like, ooh. And I think hairline is number one. I think breath is top. It might be top five.
It's like right up there. One of the biggest insults of the highest regard. It's like, it's not a slap in the face. It's not like being spit on, because those are the worst. You know, those are demeaning, humiliating moments. Someone spit on you. Someone slapped. Like, not even a punch.
Backhand.
Not even a punch. I'm saying if someone slapped you, right? That's really demeaning.
Update.
So aside from that, I'd say after hairline, someone questioning your breath is almost like talking about your mama. Like, it's up there.
877-99 on Fox. We'll take your feedback next at Covino and Rich on Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. What are the ultimate insults that you could throw at another man? Hairline, breath. Like, we get. I mean, now women will throw the size of a man's package. that's what a woman will throw at a man. But think about that.
Or the size of the wallet. Yeah,
and
women hit where it hurts.
Let's get into an update. What's up, Dan?
Guys, I totally think Rush should host Super Bowl halftime or perform.
Slapping the bass.
Yes. Slapping the bass.
Super Bowl 15 that occurred in 1981 between the Eagles and Raiders. That's the one.
That's the one for Rush. Yeah.
That's some good news and some bad news, guys. All right. So you guys are talking about the Mets-Braves series on Friday being affected by Hurricane Ian.
Yeah.
The Buccaneers' practice schedule being affected by the hurricane. They're going to work out in Miami all week long. They're scheduled to host the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. NFL monitoring the situation. The game, though, still on for Tampa in week four.
You know what, Dan? Obviously, it goes without saying. People's, you know, safety in their families and their houses. Once you get past all the important stuff, you know, there are strategies that need to take place in sports because we're at a weird part of the year. What do you think the Mets and Braves should do? Do they jump the gun on this and say, hey, let's move the game now? Or do they, like, wait?
You gotta be proactive.
Because this is not just some bunk end-of-the-year series. This is, like, a big deal.
Yeah, especially when, buys are involved and all of that
stuff. They got Max Scherzer, Jacob deGrom, Max Fried. All the aces are lined up to pitch. Like, this is for the division.
And by the way, how mad is Tom Brady about this news? He's, like, very angry.
Lately,
so I can imagine he's even more angry today.
You know, there have been seasons in the past where they've only played 161 games because it didn't matter, but these matter. So there would have been a plan of like, all right, we're gonna scrap that Reds Pirates game, guys. Don't worry about it. You'll just play 161 and be good with it. But you can't do it.
It's I wonder if the backup plan is the Mets and three games versus the Nats. The Braves and three games versus the Marlins. Do you think they would ever say scrap those games and the Mets Braves just play at the end of the season? Like, there's got to be like a weird contingency plan,
right? How about split squad? Just like spring training. Yeah. You know, half the Mets go one way and then they half the other. And
triple header on Sunday if they can't get the games in on Friday, Saturday.
Oh,
triple
man.
Triple header.
Or Williams, but that not from Kyle Shanahan, but that's what everyone is speculating. Back to you guys.
That's why Cholos wear high socks out here on the west side.
Is that true?
Yeah. To avoid the high ankle sprain.
That's true. I heard that.
I do wish him the best. That stinks.
The whole place stinks.
877-99 on Fox. It's Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio. Thanks again for hanging out with us on our debut. Again, we've been here for over a year. Been a show for a long time. We're all friends in real life. And this is a huge opportunity for us, so we're super stoked about it. Thank you guys again for spreading the word and checking us out. And if you just
stumbled upon us,
you stumbled upon us, foxsportsradio.com and everything at Covino and Rich. If there's anything you want to say, 877-99 on Fox.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.